Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I recently did the Be Well Cleanse by Dr. Frank Lipman. And let me tell you, Andrea, I feel so incredible. I have a lot of food sensitivities and I cut all those foods out. And now I can add them back in now and then and not feel bad at all. And the biggest thing I did is cut out sugar. So I am really excited to bring in Carrie Bajaj. She works with the 1111 Wellness Center and Dr. Frank Lipman. And she's going to help us curb our cravings for sugar. Hey, Carrie.
Hi.
It's so great to have you on. We're such big fans of Dr. Frank Lipman and the 1111 Wellness Center and just thrilled that you folks are going to be on every month. So today we're going to talk about five ways to curb your cravings for sugar. Jump right in and tell us some.
All right. Well, so as we all know, we are not supposed to be eating sugar in the first place. You know, sugar, of course, is linked with obesity and diabetes and tooth decay. And then even things like low energy, and it's even linked with feeling overwhelmed and depression. So I think like when you kind of start to know all of these things, you can get serious about staying away from sugar. But I have to be honest, one of the things that really motivates me is sugar is one of the most pro-aging food substances out there.
Good point.
So if you're just like from a level of vanity alone, you don't want to be eating sugar. If you want to keep away like those fine lines and wrinkles, you know, I think sometimes when we think about obesity and diabetes, it can kind of feel far away and abstract. But when, you know, that's actually a quote from Dr. Lipman's book, Revive, that sugar is the most pro-aging food substance out there. And that really wakes me up and kind of brings me right into the present moment in terms
now, Carrie,
of my food choices.
Would you say that it would be any type of sugar or like would say, you know, obviously we know high fructose corn syrup and highly processed sugar is bad.
Mm-hmm.
But would you say that would be true for, you know, let's say cane sugar or less processed sugar?
Yeah, I aim to stay away from sugar as much as possible, and I don't really discriminate too much about types of sugar. And so, you know, that actually brings me to my very first point. In terms of five ways to curb your cravings for sugar, the number one thing is you have to stop eating sugar because it is so addictive. It has an effect on your brain similar to that of heroin. And so you really have to eat less of it in order to crave less of it. And, you know, it's easier
well,
said than
proof.
Done, but that is the first step. And it's totally
necessary.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I did with because of Dr. Frank Lipman's cleanse. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, the first couple of days are tough. And then you just kind of get used to it. Now I see something super
yeah.
sweet and I'm just kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
Well,
and the
so
other note I would say is make sure, and, you know, think of this like in capital letters, make sure to also stay away from artificial sweeteners. Because if you cut sugar, but you start using Equal and Splenda, you're not doing yourself any favors. So that's important, too.
I love that you say that because for us, Naturally Savvy, we talk a lot about artificial sweeteners. So like sucralose,
mm-hmm.
Splenda, for those of you who are listening out there, you know, Splenda, sucralose, acesulfame, potassium, these are sweeteners that are found in thousands of products and they're
mm-hmm.
on our Scary 7 list, Carrie. So I love that you
yeah.
mentioned that. But on that topic,
yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm. What are some alternative sweeteners that would be okay? So like with xylitol, let's say, or erythritol?
You know, xylitol may work for some people. I know some people can have digestive issues with the sugar alcohols. Stevia is one that I like because a little bit goes a long way. You know, it comes from plants. When I'm having stevia, I look for something that is the only ingredient is the stevia, nothing else added. You can get it in a powder form or a liquid form. And then the other thing I like, if I'm going to, you know, maybe make a batch of chocolate chip cookies, I have a great recipe for gluten-free chocolate chip cookies that calls for a very small bit of honey. So then I'll get some good quality raw honey, and I might use a little bit of that. But
Carrie,
let me
I've gotta
also
get that
tell
recipe.
You, oh, yeah, I know. You can go a long way. That's actually one of my tips. Is to get some good recipes into your arsenal because sometimes you need to have a dessert. And I think part of the journey to health, there should be desserts on that journey. Sometimes you're going to a birthday party and, you know, you may not want to eat the cake and the ice cream that's offered, but it's nice to be able to whip up a batch of healthy cookies and know that that's an option.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. No, there's also, Carrie, there's also some great treats. Like, for example, if someone wants to make something at home with, you know, with, let's say, really good dark chocolate and using, let's say, an alternative sweetener like stevia and putting in some goji berries. I mean, you could still have some great snacks and some, you know, to satisfy that, you know, whether it's your sweet tooth or something else, or you're just in the mood for dessert, there are great alternatives out there that you can, you know,
yeah, and even some really simple things. Like one treat that I like in the summertime is I'll take some frozen cherries and just do the slightest dusting of cocoa powder over them. And so, I mean, that's a delicious treat on a hot summer day. So there, you know, and the other thing that happens as you cut sugar out of your diet is something like a peach or a plum starts to taste really sweet
and
delicious. You know, you notice the flavors so much more.
Yeah, you
now,
really
another
do.
Tip
so what
that
some...
I wanted to give, can I jump in with one that I think is really important?
Oh, I was about to ask. Yes, please do.
So a great tip is to focus on eating at your meals. You want to have fat, fiber, and protein. And what that does when you're having fat, fiber, and protein is it keeps your blood sugar levels really steady. So then you're not going to have the crashes. And when you don't have crashes, then you won't have to constantly look for sugar as a pick-me-up. So an example of a meal with fat, fiber, and protein would be something like a big green salad with salmon and avocado. So you're getting fiber from the vegetables, you're getting protein from the salmon, and then, of course, you're getting healthy fats from the avocado. So something like that is really going to keep you satiated and just kind of in a healthy, steady zone for hours.
Carrie, is there a certain amount of sugar that people should be limiting on a daily basis? Is it 20 grams? Is it 30 grams? Like, what would you say? I mean, obviously, the goal would be to get to zero, but what is the recommended amount of sugar to have a day if you're kind of trying your best, but you're not quite there?
Right, right. Well, here's the thing. What I always do when I look at food labels is I'll look at the grams of sugar. Here's how I look at food labels, basically. First, I'll look at the number of ingredients. If it's a huge, long list, I kind of wrinkle my nose and I'm like, okay, too many ingredients. So it makes me skeptical. Then I'll look at the number of grams of sugar. And what you need to know with sugar is that 4 grams of sugar is the equivalent of a teaspoon of sugar. So sometimes patients come in and they'll pull a protein bar out of their purse and they'll say, is this okay to eat? And it may have something like 24 grams of sugar. And so I'll teach them that little trick that 24 grams of sugar is the equivalent of 6 teaspoons, and that really kind of brings it to life. So, you know, it's just too much. You think you're kind of having something semi-healthy, and you're getting 6 teaspoons of sugar. Same thing with some of the beverages. You know, if it's like kind of a... Sometimes people drink the juices that they think are healthy, but they are just packed with sugar. You know, you can look at something, it might have 33 grams. So that's how
really
I navigate the labels. Yeah.
Yeah, and I like that you say that you read it. Unfortunately, we're running out of time for today, but I just want to get this in, is that I love that you say how you read an ingredient label, which is very much in line with how we look at it, is we read the ingredients first, and then we move to the nutrition facts panel and look at things like the sugar or whether it's the sodium or whatever else you're concentrating on. So great information, Carrie. Thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.